It is the gathering for the North Dakota corn, North Dakota soybean growers. It's their opportunity to get together, and then an opportunity for the council to kind of do their thing and show off and talk about, as we just did with the Corn Council Chair, Jason Rayner. And we're now joined by the president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers, Casey Bitts. Good to see you, Casey.
Good to see you again, Mick. It's been a couple weeks since knowing with the Livestock Alliance, but I'm glad to see you again in person, so appreciate it to be for being here today.
Yeah, and you did a great job up at the podium at the meeting there.
We had our annual meeting today, so we focused on membership, and we got, you know, our board of directors, we got our seats filled for Richland, Sargent, and Cass County, and then we had another election of officers, and you know, when we introduced our young leader program as well, who would be completing it this year at Commodity Classic.
All right. Well, it is the Corteva Young Leader Program. And who is the participant this year?
This year is Dustin Helmlich. So he's around the Jamestown area, bright young man. He's really excited about farm policy. And he had a great first session with the ASA Corteva Young Leader Program. And he's looking forward. He's really excited. He's asking all the right questions about Commodity Classic, and you know what questions he's asking all the right questions to us. He wants to learn more and wants to learn about the association. So we're really excited to have him on our board.
Super. Now, is he here today?
He is. Yep. He's been here. He's been, you know, running around the tables. He's been working our booth a little bit and just getting to know you, and like you said, eventually he'll be here on the radio and be president of the association one day.
Well, because that's kind of, now that was not your first foot in the door, was it?
Nope, I've had experience with different leadership programs, you know, Farmers Union, worked with that a little bit, and you know, and then I did the ASA Young Leader Program, and kind of just worked my way up the rank, was secretary, was treasurer, and now I'm president. So it's been a great experience to work with this organization. It's been a great recruitment tool for us as well.
Let me just I'll go on the record saying you have a lot of energy, and that is greatly appreciated. But there have been other presidents in the past who are kind of low-key and not gung-ho, as gung-ho as Casey Bitts is. That's okay. It takes leadership. It takes some vision. It takes some people skills. But the organization, the soybean growers, need members. People need to join the club. Huh?
We're always looking for new members. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from the growers. We want to hear from the producers. What are you seeing out in the fields? What issues did you have in the previous farm bill? What do you think of different NRCS programs, FSA programs? What are you hearing from offices? What are your struggles in the field? You know, we can talk about success all day, but what are your struggles? You know, what farm programs did you have issues getting into? What other issues do we need to bring to from North Dakota? You know, we always talk about Prairie Pothole Region, and we need to educate people out there. What is this Prairie Pothole Region? So then we need to take those messages to the national level in D.C. and to our ASA then.
And tell us a little bit about what are the struggles that you heard? What did you hear from the people that you've talked to?
So obviously, you know, the big crush facility, talking about Jamestown and Spiritwood, what the potential is and soybean meal. The next conversation is, well, what are we going to do with the soybean meal? Mm-hmm. You know, we've this route, great route with the P&W shipping whole beans, but what are we going to do with this soybean meal? Are we going to, can't really pile soybean meal like you do soybeans. So we're going to have to find an end user for the soybean meal. And, you know, obviously the quick answer is livestock. So we're working with, you know, what struggles do people have getting livestock on it? And, you know, working with the Livestock Alliance and attending the meeting in Nome, it was a great experience for us to kind of hear that side of it. So we're taking that message from there, spreading to our board members, to our members, and to the people here attending today at the expo, that message. So obviously looking at soybean meal, that issue, and then obviously infrastructure, how bad are the roads? You know, when are you concerned? You know, road restrictions, what issues are you seeing? Can you get the crop off your farm to the elevator? So, and to the end users, you know, not only elevators, as we talked about, you know, looking at ethanol, the great routes they have, and then we're also looking at the crush facilities now too. Then
one of the we think livestock development and feeding more livestock, we think of mostly four-legged creatures, but aquaculture is a huge opportunity. I think
it's been a great conversation piece. You know, we've talked about, you know, do we need to include game and fish in these conversations? Does the council need to approach the Game and Fish, say, hey, let's work on a research project together. Let's work with some of these fish hatcheries and see what aquaculture, what is the potential? You know, it's something, a conversation that needs to be had, and, you know, if it needs to be the Soybean Growers Association that opens that door first, we'll do that too. So, you know, Game and Fish, looking forward to potential partnership with that to see, you know, like you said, how many people. You were at Agronomy and Ice, you know, that was a chock full of event. You see here, you know, every single weekend it sounds like there's a ice fishing tournament or derby. Yeah. So how do we, you know, continue to have that relationship with aquaculture?
And maybe fish would bite on soy meal instead, you know, because they weren't biting on the other stuff.
You just sprinkle that down the hole and maybe they'll come jumping out, you know, maybe.
You bet. And I don't know, there's so many opportunities in livestock in North Dakota. One of the big concerns in the pork industry, obviously, is biosecurity. And North Dakota provides biosecurity to other dairy industry. Other parts of the country, they're struggling. But here we have the feed, we have the space, and we have opportunity, economic growth. Yeah.
The opportunity is there. We just, like you said, the continued education. How do we, you know, like you said, to scrub down all the way? It's basically you're going into surgery to work in those hog barns. And biosecurity is very important. We need to continue to focus on that as, you know, the recent outbreaks that, you know, we need to pay attention. And what else can we do to strengthen that to make sure we continue to have the safest food supply chain here in America?
All of this, whether it's ethanol or biodiesel, renewable diesel, sustainable aviation fuel, the renewable energy, I mean, the numbers that I've heard are amazing. We need 30 million more acres of soybeans in the country to accommodate that. I mean, they're not making any more farmland out there, as they say. So how do we increase production?
You know, we've been talking a lot with the council. You know, we have members that were on biodiesel, the National Biodiesel Board, now Clean Fuels Alliance for America. We have board members on that. Ryan Peterson's been working with us and saying, hey, do we need to work with the council to have a high protein oil? You know, we look at our seed guys. You look at, you know, what's out there. Are we going to see oil content as part of that seed guide? So that's kind of the conversation, you know, we're talking with, bringing that message back to the council and saying, okay, maybe we look into a higher oil soybean. What potential's out there? Do farmers want that information? So it's, like you said, higher yields potential, but also oil content for the soybeans is also the conversation piece.
Sure. The way to make more money on the farm, generally, the first thought is to have more bushels to sell, but to get more premium for a component of the soybean, that also makes more sense. Yeah.
Like, you know, we always strive for North Dakota, the high quality. High quality, we want high quality soybean meal, we want high quality soybean oil. You know, like you said, this marathon project in ADM didn't just become because we have the acres. It's because we have the high quality soybeans. We have what they want. They came to us and we worked with them. So it's, you know, tip out the hat to the farmers that are producing these high quality crops and actually care about the farmland.
The renewable diesel industry, boy, that is really something, isn't it? But it's going to be years before we see any renewable diesel here.
It's the buzzword right now. You can't turn on a Farm Talk radio show without talking about
yeah.
it. You know, all the news media, that's a main focus, and it's the clean air, it's all the advantages, it's sustainability. It's, you can add all the buzzwords to renewable diesel because that is what it is. It is the future. You know, it's, like you said, National Biodiesel went rebrand to Clean Fuels Alliance America without the potential being there. So hats off to them to understanding the future and, you know, to understand where we're going as a country as well. Then.
Yeah, but the market is, it all goes to California right now because everything has a carbon score. I mean, the garbage man has a carbon score. Everything is calculated on a carbon score, and they're lowering their CI, their carbon intensity, by a renewable diesel made with soy oil.
That's just it. You know, how do we spread that message that, you know, the farmers are actually helping you on the East and West Coast? How do we spread that message so they understand that we're not going against them? We're not against, you know, the quote-unquote farting cows, you know. We're not against you. We're here for the clean air. We are sustainable. We are the future. And that farmers continue to invest and look forward and not look in the past and what has happened before.
Yeah. As I've talked to a lot of producers and people who provide products for the producers around the country, everybody seems to, they're going to stick with the rotation, the acreage that they've grown on the farm for a long time. How about on the Bits farm?
We'll stick with our rotation. You know, yeah. We still have, you know, hard red spring wheat, some acres. We still look, like you said, for soil health, as we talked about. And then, you know, corn and soybeans, still going to stick with our rotation. We still like to focus on the benefits and for grazing as well, for livestock, another huge benefit that most people don't consider in the state. And maybe we should start considering more livestock in the state, you know.
Yeah. But not more soybean acres this year, huh?
nope, we'll stick with the rotation as is. And yeah. Kind of just, you know, continue to look, you know, that's the trouble too with farming. You can't not look into the future. You know, what's my crop rotation going to be the next year? You know, how many years are you going to start negatively impacting your farm then?
Sure. Yeah. All right. Well, it's the North Dakota Soybean Growers President, Casey Bitz, who's encouraging everybody to join the soybean growers, right?
Join the association. Share us what you're seeing out there, what issues you're having. We'll take all types of farmers. We'll take, you know, the small acres, large acres, doesn't matter. If you're a soybean acre, if you're a, you know, college kid just getting out of college, get involved in our organization. We'd love to, you know, send you to like you said, Dustin's doing a great job with the Young Leader Program. We have that. We have leadership at its best, all these different type of opportunities because, like you said, we need these young leaders to come back to the state and, you know, be a voice for North Dakota agriculture.
All right. Well, how do people get more info on the North Dakota Soybean Growers?
You can find us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, you know. We're on our website. Just go to North Dakota Soybean Growers, and we'll be right there for you.
Gotcha. All right. Casey Bitz, President, thank you very much. We'll see you in, what, 2-3 weeks down in New Orleans.
We'll be a commodity classic focusing on, you know, strong, looking forward to the Farm Bill of 2023. So obviously that's the next direction.
And there is another example of where the Grower Association goes to work for you on the, as a farmer. So, all right. Thanks for the work you do, Casey.
Thank you, and safe travels to everybody.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.